Hello guys, it's your boy Wings of Redemption, and I'm back with Painkill Already, episode 16. This is the first unique episode since we have only one guest this week. Well, we got many guests this week, but only one, you know, seat person. Woody is out on a business trip, and Kyle is currently with his grandmother in the hospital. So I'm winging this by myself. So I bring in some stand-ins for Woody and Kyle. We have Bashir, and we have Mike.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Onslaught.
Yes, sir.
We got two guests this week. We have Chris Trout and White Boy 7th Street. You guys want to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is White Boy. I make Call of Duty videos.
How's it going? I'm Trout, and yeah, I make Call of Duty videos as well.
Nice. You got an epic cast this week, Wings.
Yep.
All right. Since we have White Boy here, let's go ahead and throw the debate out that we've always had on the podcast that Woody always shuts down. Xbox versus PS3. Almost like you'll lead us into it.
No way, dude. I'm not starting.
You had a lot of things to say before White Boy got here, man.
Honestly, I didn't. Wings and I were discussing the controllers, the difference between the two, and I personally do not own a PS3. And actually, I was doing this thing last week where I was telling my subscribers I'm doing this thing where I'm going to play with them or whatever, and a bunch of PS3 guys that subscribed to me threatened to unsubscribe to me because I wasn't hosting the games on PS3. So I was like, look, guys, buy me a PS3 and I'll be happy to play, but I'm not going to buy one with my own money. So that's all we were talking about beforehand, but I personally don't really have a preference. So
that's pretty harsh. Unsubscribing because you don't have a PS3.
They were posting comments and were like, look, dude, that's so unfair. We're your subscribers. You're supposed to do what we want you to do. I'm like, no, guys. Come on. Cut me some slack.
Why don't we touch on that subject real quick? Subscribers thinking you have to do what they want. You're following me. I'm making these videos for, you know, my personal gain, and you subscribe to see my videos. It's not like you're going out there and buying my CD and making a multi-platinum, and I'm getting, like, a kickback off of it. No. There is very, very, very little money involved in making videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. There is money to gain, but for the most part, you have to be really, really good to gain that kind of money. Like for example, people see like Machinima contracts. Yes, Machinima contracts do pay money, but the amount of money they pay is almost insignificant to the point. Point of how much time you have to put in. If I was to rack up all the hours I've put in editing video for my personal channel and other channels, I'd be making like $2 an hour.
Yeah, like making a video for me, it's like a 2-hour render process, like a 2-hour upload process.
Not even that.
I don't even want to think about how long I spend making.
I've been trying
to
make my videos more professional. So
yeah. If you've seen, like, I haven't been doing this very long. I've been doing it for about 3 months now. But some of the videos that I work on, I will honestly put, editing time-wise, I'll put probably 4 or 5 hours into it. That's not including, like, rendering time where I get to step away. That's just the time that I'm actually in there thinking about how I'm breaking up the video and everything. So, I mean, yeah, we put a ton of time into this stuff.
And I'm not even at his level yet. I'm at the MS Paint ballpark. MS Paint field. But and it still takes me about an hour and a half, and then like if I put music over a video, I want that music to match the video. I've sat here 3 hours trying to find out what music will go with what.
Yeah. Well, getting back to the money stuff, or talking about if you can make money, White Boy, you just recently became a partner, right?
Yes, I did.
Congratulations, by the way.
Congratulations on that.
And that's kind of, I think, that's like the first big step, you know. I mean, getting contracts, obviously, with like Machinima and other director programs to help promote videos is a big step. But once you become a partner with YouTube, that's like the next big thing. I mean, I think that's where you can really start to make this more of an occupation almost, or a career, as opposed to just a hobby, you know.
Yeah, I started actually posting non-Call of Duty videos way back when, and then I stumbled across the Call of Duty community, then I kind of strayed away from getting a partnership, but I'm thrilled that I'm a partner now, but I'm focusing on both channels, trying to grow both of them at the same time, but I would rather have a good partner channel than a good Call of Duty channel.
Now here's the question. do you think you can run a channel without the gameplay aspect of it? Like Call of Duty's, you know, user base is huge. Like my channel would not be nowhere near the size it is without Call of Duty. And what is your ideas on how to entertain people as a whole?
Well,
do you have any skits planned or, you know?
Yeah, I got a few skits planned in the future, but right now I'm just talking about Call of Duty mainly, and then doing some vlogs, you know, daily life stuff, things of that nature. So,
yeah, but what subscribers really want? I mean, gameplay is gameplay. You know, everybody, no matter who you are, puts up almost the same gameplay. It's all about personality. Wings, you're huge because of your personality. White Boy, you're huge. Trout, you're huge because of the personalities that you guys have.
I want to say that. I think my channel is more focused on gameplay. I mean, the commentary comes second to me. I focus on getting a large KDR and an entertaining game.
I found that most people, they'll subscribe for the gameplay, but they'll stay for the personality.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, that's what really draws more people in. I mean, yeah, I mean, a lot of people can post up, I don't know, scores where you go 113 and 2, but if you don't have a commentary over it that kind of supports it, I mean, people are just going to look at that like, yeah, that's a beast gameplay, but I mean, they're not going to be entertained in so much that they would subscribe to future channels from you, you know?
Yeah, especially
in my opinion.
Because there's so many commentators out right now that it's like, if you want to see good Call of Duty gameplay, you can see it. Like, you can find it with no problem, but finding someone who can actually, like, articulate what they're trying to say and, you know, sounds good and is enthusiastic about what they're doing, that's kind of hard, right? Because I see, like, little guys with smaller channels who send me their, you know, watch my videos and I watch their videos, and they have some good gameplay, but sometimes their commentary is just not all there, and you can see that in their subscriber base. Like, you can kind of see that.
You ever see those guys that send you the videos that have the gameplay, but they just don't have the stride to put in for the commentary? They think commentary just comes natural. Yeah, it does. Like, I usually do one-take commentaries. But it's something you got to work on. It's like you got to put time into it. Like, you got to do two or three at the beginning. Like, I used to write all my commentaries out when I first started and, like, go over them, record them three or four times because my voice didn't sound right.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. In the beginning, though, I'm sure you weren't just one-taking it every time.
Exactly.
I mean, in the beginning, you had to work on it. You had to finesse and create your talent, you know. You had to mold it so you can flow. Now you've gotten to that point where you can do in one take easy every time. I mean, I'm not at that point. I mean, I'll say it. I have to record a commentary two or three times before I'll get it to flow the way I want it to flow, you know.
Yeah, this comes from, like, one of the first people I had on my thing, because I do that paid-to-promote thing, was Shinto23. And we did a dual comm because he was scared to do it by himself. I'm like, all right, I'll do a dual comm with you. And we basically did two or three tries, and every time I throw it to him, he'd be like, I don't know. This is cool. I'd use a sniper. Like, I'd ask him a question. He'd answer the question and throw it right back at me. Like, he didn't elaborate at all.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think the biggest success that my channel is, which is like, 90,000 now, is because I could get the good scores. And instead of just showing people just the huge KDs, I could explain to them how to do it. Because most people would subscribe to somebody like White Boy and see him go like 113 and 10. And they go out and they subscribe to him, they watch his video three or four times, then they go and try to replicate that feat. But then they find themselves struggling replicating that feat. Like, even to this day, people ask me, how do we get a nuke? I mean, I could tell you what kit to use the nuke, but it all comes to, you know, your personal preference. You got to sit back. You got to be calm. You got to understand choke points.
But you can't teach gold medal championship gaming athleticism.
Yeah, you're just born with that. It's in your genes. Your parents, mommy and daddy, give that to you.
Born MLG pro.
Yeah, I mean, there's different. I know that, like, there's different channels. There's channels people go to just to hear the commentary. There's channels people go to just to be entertained. Like, people go to Only Use Me Blaze channel just to be entertained, right? You're not gonna learn anything. I mean, for the most part, about the game from Blaze channel, unless that's what you want to do. Unless you're trying to only use your knife. But most people aren't trying to do that. So there's different channels that are geared towards different things. But I think a lot of the more successful channels, especially towards the start of things, were the channels that were incorporating good scores, good commentary, as well as showing people a thing or two about, you know, how to get those scores.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I first did a commentary with Woody. Woody caught me at the right moment, and we did a dual comm together. As soon as we finished, I'm like, your channel's going to be big. It's just, you just, some people just have the vibe. Like Woody, he came in ready. He knew what he was going to talk about. Yeah. Even if his gameplay suffered, he could pull up Ken Burton scores as long as he could explain how he pulled that Ken Burton score.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That's one thing I don't like about the community right now. It's, you know, commentary driven. I came when it was Call of Duty 4 montage, 100% gameplay, and that's what I like to see. I mean, if I want to see you talk about something, I watch a vlog of you or something, but I can't watch boring gameplay personally.
It's because of all the most viewed videos are commentaries, and they think, oh, I want to do this, I want to replicate that, so I'm going to do it. And then when it comes down to it, they can't quite do it because they haven't practiced it and they don't know what to talk about. Like, even now, I still kind of struggle to fill out a 10-minute video just talking about something. I have to have, like, a subject that I can really talk about before I start. Otherwise, I'm going to get, like, to the 6-minute mark and think, fuck, I've got 4 minutes to talk about absolutely nothing. What am I going to talk about?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'll start talking about things that you've already mentioned before, yeah, either in other videos or, you know.
Especially if it's like COD 4 or World of War, where you can't really talk about the gameplay anymore because it's been done to death.
How many times do you say keep your back to a wall?
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I think what happened was, I mean, the whole hobby in general had to kind of evolve. I mean, montages are highlights from just good points in games. You know, I mean, it's just a compilation of all these different pieces, okay, from different videos. But over time, I mean, people started seeing the same stuff over and over in montages. So what happened was the editing had to get better. So people started doing crazy editing and all this stuff to really make it attractive, okay? And then after there were so many montages with this, like, amazing editing, it moved on to the commentary and gameplay where people wanted to see a player do well for an entire match. They didn't want to just see them do well in one little snippet from a random game. They wanted, I mean, it's almost like the hobby kind of has evolved to make it harder, you know, to make this work.
Yeah. And a montage takes like 3 months to record, and I can throw out like 3 gameplays.
I wouldn't go that far. Optic Predator throws one out every 2 days.
Yeah, that's true, but
I think the montages went downhill when people started going for montages. Mm. Me personally, I watch montages shit if it's a guy defending a headquarters or holding a B flag. I like those kind of montages. I don't want to see sniper montages. I don't want to see a guy do one quick scope, flip to another click, do a quick scope, flip to another quick, do a no scope, flip to another clip. Anybody can do that.
That's what I'm saying. Lucky. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they got to the point where they saw it so much, it wasn't unique and different enough. It was just the same clip, just a different scenery in the background, maybe a different series of movements, and I mean, that was it.
Sometimes you'll be lucky to see you'll see the same clip and you'll be lucky to see a different camo on or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the difference is the camo and the name.
I mean, he quickscoped the guy running across the edge of the map. Okay. It'd be cool if he did like 3 or 4 together. Say he's sitting on the fire base at B on Wasteland and they're coming from the helicopter. He's like, bang, 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 gets 4 or 5. Like, iReaps. You ever see iReaps videos for montages?
Yeah.
That's a sniper montage. That's the kind of stuff I like. She fills the kill feed up hard scoping usually.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I mean, like, she'll do like 8-10 people right back to back. But if somebody would come out with a montage that's all 100% objective defending, I'd watch the shit out of that. I'd promote that.
Do it, Wings. I'll thumb it up.
I'm too lazy to do a montage, dude. You know how long it takes to cut clips out and then put a song that matches it?
Yeah, I know. Montages are tough. They're tough to do, man. They're a lot of work.
Exactly, yeah, they are.
I can't edit to save my life when it comes to montages.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people who can't get the clips, but are good editors, you know what I mean? It's just about finding those people, because people just love to edit, right?
Like Socrates, he'd probably make a really good montage, because he's a straight-up beast player. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And he's starting to play around with his clips too. So I mean, he's kind of teaching himself the whole editing skill on his own. I mean, if you've seen like the progression of his videos that he puts out, a couple videos a week that are just various clips, but you'll see he's kind of trying to teach himself. But I mean, there's a whole niche out there of people that's all they want to do. Like, they may not even play the game. All they want to do is take your gameplay and creatively put it together, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know quite a few people like that.
Yeah.
They ask me all the time, just like, you got any clips lying around? And I'm just like, well, not really. It's like, oh.
You guys ever got clips that you're like, man, that'd be a pretty good clip to save, and then you just get too lazy and delete the file anyway?
Yep. Yeah. I think I have a few right now that I just got to get rid of, because I'm like, oh, you know, one day I'm going to make a montage out of this shit, and it just sits around for like 2 months, 3 months, and I'm like, you know what, I need some room on my computer right now.
One of my most viewed videos is Prey is Hurting Baby Buffaloes, and I almost deleted that clip because I didn't feel like cutting it out. That's where Prey has shot the guy with the shotgun and he flew back into the high-rise window.
Oh, damn. I hadn't seen that. I'll have to check that out.
Oh, I'll get you the link right here.
Yeah, man.
All right, my touches
are cool. How about we talk about this buffalo attack? How old is this?
That was like a week old.
Buffalo attack.
Oh, the Yellowstone?
Yeah.
That was like a week old, man.
She got loved tenderly, that's all I'll say.
Yeah, she didn't have her blast shield on, that's for sure.
That's what happens, work anyway.
Like, when you mess with wild animals, that's what happens.
Buffalo,
I don't know why anybody
would
be surprised about that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You ran up to a fucking buffalo. What do you want the buffalo to do?
Yeah, does somebody want to describe to the listeners what we're talking about? Because they're probably clueless right now.
Well, basically, there's buffalo in Yellowstone National Park walking through a parking lot. So instead of walking away from this animal, they decided to pull the camera out and shove it in his face. Well, the buffalo was having none of that shit, and he decided to gore.
Yeah, jacked her up.
He just wanted to work on her. She's lucky she could, like, even walk away from that, to be honest. She could have been dead.
Yeah. It hit her in the leg and, like, flipped her.
Yeah. Oh,
bitch,
man.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. Like, why are you doing that? Why? I thought that shit only happened in movies, you know? Like, people did dumb shit like that.
What do you say, Bash? You never see a black person doing that?
Never, dude. Never. They'd be getting, they wouldn't even go to the park first off, but if they did, they would get back in the fucking car and bounce quick. Like, they'd be like, yo, this is buffalo, dude. We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit, no, look at that shit. Let's get the car. I hope it can outrun the car.
You see that guy dancing in the street and then he gets hit by the ice cream truck?
No.
That guy is stupid.
I did see that. Oh, damn, that dude got wrecked.
When that happened, I was like, good, good. Good.
Yeah, that's
what it was.
I need to get one of those videos for a second channel. Give me a million views or something.
Yeah, that shit was. You should get the auto tune though. That shit was. Watch your bed auto tune intruder song or whatever. You seen that? We linked it, but
the
I don't
one
know.
You sent earlier. Like,
hi, kids. Hi, your wife.
Oh yeah, we were.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now that is a funny fucking video.
That shit was funny.
I'm downloading
that. What I love about YouTube, other than the Call of Duty community, viral videos.
This guy got fucked up by an ice cream truck.
Oh, you seen that?
Oh, shit.
I don't think YouTuber ever die. So many stupid people out there.
Yeah, no. There's always dumb people doing dumb shit. Now that the iPhone 4 has an HD camera, it's over. Everything's going to be HD, dude.
I just got the new Droid X. I'm looking forward to trying out. It has an HD camera, so I'm looking forward to trying that out.
Oh, yeah? Is it nice?
Yeah, it's pretty pimp. It's nice. All right, Wings, I'm about to pull the Woody here, and we need to get to another topic.
Another topic? All right. How about this?
What you got?
How about Bash tell us about his first sexual experience?
Oh!
Oh, my gosh.
Strong on it.
Hold on. Let me get the popcorn. Hold on. This can be good.
I can't tell my girlfriend about this podcast, dude. But all right,
let me get a cigarette real quick. I'm just kidding. I don't smoke, but I mean, smoking's cool if you smoke. I don't.
All right, tell you guys about it. I was in high school, and basically, I was going out with this girl, this white girl too, but she had a big ass, right? So she just loved black people. So I think that's how I got in, right? But
So did people stare at you, Bash?
People stared. I guess they were staring at me, but I didn't know. I was happy, like, back then. But now, if I was in that position now, I'd be like, oh, that fool, what is he doing?
Yeah. Bash, this story does not look good for you. It starts out, as long as you're black, you're good with her. She'll take you.
That's really how it was. And then, pretty much like we were just we went to a bowling alley. This was when I was in high school, and we were bowling and shit. And then we, you know, we're done, and this bowling alley is in the middle of nowhere. It's by this big ass car factory, this Chrysler factory, right? And it's just all factories around. So we're waiting for her mom to come pick us up, and then she was just like, "You got a condom?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do." And then she's like, "All right." Well, I guess she was in that mood, and I was trying to, you know, get in it for a while, and she was like, "No, no." But then she's like, "You know, you have it." I'm like, "Yeah." So she's like, "All right, follow me." So we went behind some random plant, some random car plant, and you know, did the business. But I didn't know what I was doing. I had no clue what was going on. I was like, "Did I do this?"
He was like, "How does this work? What, where do I go? What's going on?"
I'm not gonna lie, I had no idea.
Just gonna send me from that.
You got a semi from it.
You know
the worst thing is? He's talking about his girlfriend. He's got into it. It was in black, which is still his current girlfriend because you don't want to listen to the podcast.
No, no, it's not. I just don't want my current girlfriend to listen to
it. Oh.
The girl, okay, but flashback to the future now, right now. That girl has two kids. She's 21.
No.
There's two kids. One of them's like four. One of them's four, and one of them's like a 2-year-old girl, and they're both black, and they're two different dudes.
Never. Right. I could never see a girl that would fuck you behind a car plant to have two kids.
Never. All right, let's put this together. Let's put this together real quick. 21 is what she is now. She has a kid that's 4 years old, right? So that would make her 16 when she had her first kid?
Yep. Something like that.
I guess you forgot to ask that condom question.
Yeah,
Dash? No.
An episode of Jerry Springer going on here.
Everybody was asking me at school, like, "Yo, was that Mash? Yo, what? You did that?" I was like, "No, this is not me. It was not me, dude."
I don't know. You might want to go to the house, see if he's playing Street Fighter. Be a little basher over there.
Nah, man. Nah. It was like 2 years later.
This is a good question. Are we just going to pass this around the room?
No.
Yeah. Let's go back to Wings. You
know, Wings don't want to answer his own question.
Wings, come on.
Can't do that.
Mine's dull, though. Mine happened on the living room floor.
Well, say it. We'll move on.
We just did.
I mean, you know, watching a movie. Right. Look, some shit got hard. Next thing you know.
how did it come about? Like, how did it even happen? Like, not like you accidentally, you guys, you know, you were lying down and she fucking tried to get over you and fell on you. Like, something must have happened, right?
No, you started rubbing. Like, I started rubbing her tummy. And next thing you know, the hand goes a little bit lower. Then my shit starts rubbing her ass. We're laying on the floor, and we're like, I'm like cupping my hand over her stomach. We started watching a movie. And all of a sudden, the panties came off.
Keep it PG now.
That's all it takes. So moral of that story is, do not let Wings rub your girl's tummy.
Yeah,
the hand will go lower.
Nice. Alright, who's next? Onslaught, that's you, boy.
Trouter, damn. I was hoping we could like get through it. Mine's not really, I mean, I can make it kind of epic, I guess.
The first time's never epic. First time about five minutes.
Really. What's more epic about mine is like the story that kind of leads up to it, I guess. Okay, so, just graduated, high school. I was about to say college. I'd be like, damn, I'm fucking lame if I'm graduating college and that's the first time. Graduated high school, and I mean, I grew up in kind of a pretty religious household, Southern Baptist, so I mean, I kind of was kept on the straight and narrow for a long point in my life, but getting ready to go to college this summer, I broke up with my girlfriend that I dated all through high school, and I was working at a YMCA the summer before going to college, and I broke up with her because I was like, look, I'm going to college, I want to be able to like do my own thing, and when I'm working at this YMCA the summer before I go, I meet this girl that is a senior in college, okay, so she's like 4 years older than me, and she is just like, fuck, she is like banging. She is badass, okay? So I'm like, dude, if she wants to hang out with me, I'm definitely going to hang out with her. We start dating, do whatever, and one thing leads to another. And I end up having a girlfriend going to college, and it's her. So, and then we do it like the first week at school. So, but I mean, I was like, yeah, dude, she's a senior in college. I'm a little freshman. I'm doing my thing, so.
You must have been a man then. Shoot.
You're a man.
A lot of fun.
You're a man.
Alright, passing
drought.
It on.
Drought. Yeah, mine's not very exciting. It's just, had a girlfriend when I was 15, and then, like, took took a year later, you know, just at my house, in my room, and one thing led to another. Just kind of happened, pretty much.
Did you put it in to see what it felt like, Trout?
Pretty much.
Testing the waters.
Testing the water.
Oh, my turn? White boy.
Not very exciting, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, Mr. White Boy.
So I hang out with a lot of older guys, and there's one of their friends, he was a virgin, and he was like 18. So I was like 15 at the time, and we were having a competition who could smash first. And he beat me by a week, but I just... I actually lost my virginity to the mouth. Then I smashed, broke up, and I've been raw dogging randoms ever since.
Nice! That is how white boy gets it down.
Raw dogging randoms, huh?
I know, when you have a mustache like that, it's all business. It's all business.
Possible.
You bringing it back to 70s porno mustache?
Goes. Yes, yes. It's working for me.
The P.I. Magnum look.
I remember seeing your videos, white boy, and everybody's like, you better shave that fucking mustache. Like, your subs are on your ass about that mustache, dude. And the hair,
so much hate. I don't know why there's so much hate. I mean, my mustache, Hutch's lip ring. I mean, stop hating on your sex, Reese.
Do people bash Dr. Disrespect about his mustache? Come on. Really?
No. Right?
Slick me and Dr. bring back the mustache.
You don't bash Slick Daddy because he'll deal with you himself.
Yeah. He'll come to your house.
Oh, man. Talking about that, white boy, how's the bleed team going? I know you're on that, right?
Yeah, it's going pretty well. Just starting off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. Cool. I love Dr. Disrespect. He speaks to me as a commentator. I can really dig what he's saying.
Explain what the bleed group is, just so everybody's
the bleed group. The bleed corporation.
Well, the bleed team's a wait, what's the right word? I want to sound like Dr. Disrespect.
Compilation?
Yeah, whatever. Oh, high level gold medal championship gaming athletes, and we're just here to, I don't know, just community channel pretty much with a few individuals on the bleed team. We just got to do, I don't know, some 1v1 tournaments, a little montage here and there, and then full matches with commentary, and I don't know. Yeah. I'm not even sure too much, to be honest.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically it's just a select group of guys that have put a channel together to collaboratively put some good content together, right?
To collaboratively shed blood.
I love Dr. Disrespect, man. I know in his first couple of Machinima posts, he was getting hated on because people just couldn't understand.
Man still gets hated on.
Yeah, he still gets hated on, but at least he's starting to get a little more recognition, though.
In the beginning, it was bad, man.
It was so bad, man. But he's good. Like, he's entertainment. Like, that's what people watch his shit for. Like,
I deleted him off my friends list. He kept joining the session.
Really?
Shoot. Wings doesn't care who you are. So, Hutch, join his session. You are fucking gone.
You're gone.
I'll be climbing the top rope on your bitch ass. Oh, let me go ahead and clear that up. I don't watch wrestling.
Don't lie.
I don't. I mean, I used to when I was a little kid, and that was like, I used to go rent those Coliseum videos. Like, you used to go to the movie store. That's when movie stores actually existed. You could rent, old WrestleManias and Royal Rumbles and things of that nature. I used to rent those all the time. So I love the old school wrestlers like the Ultimate Warrior, Hercules, you know, Macho Man Randy Savage. And, you know, I picked up the line, you know, he comes off the top rope with an elbow, you know, elbow from the sky, just drop one on you. the video is basically about that. When you go to fuck somebody up, you're coming off the top rope on them.
Everyone knows what that means.
Who would
win? Coming off the top rope.
They're winning a fucking wrestling match.
In the rip. Ooh. Well, Wings is big though. He's like 6'4".
Yeah.
Yeah, Wings is a monster.
If he gets a hold of you, it's over.
Agile.
Yeah, but I ain't got no vitality, no endurance, no constitution.
I don't know how big a Slick Daddy is either.
Yeah, no. Slick Daddy might have like a protective shield like Halo.
That's what I was about to say. He probably has all this fucking technical, like, state-of-the-art shit he'll be using on you. He'll have a jetpack. Like, catch me.
See, me, I'd have some all... if I was getting a fight and I knew I was coming with a fight, I keep this thing, what you call Hawkeye dog repellent, in my truck.
What?
You gotta explain that one.
Yes, you do.
What it does is when you spray it in somebody's eyes, it blinds them and it takes away their ability to breathe. You just do, boom, and then catch him right in the head with an elbow, get his ass on the ground, get him in a full mount.
But the doctor can counter that. He got the glasses on. What do you got to do now?
It takes away your ability to breathe. You can't cover your nose.
He's got to get to the gas.
The doctor needs to breathe.
The doctor has a slick daddy, though. It filters the air that goes through before it hits his nose.
Overshield hacks.
Exactly.
He's got painkiller on. He ain't slipping that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, if I could ever get an elbow on you with all my weight behind it, I don't care who you are. You could be like fucking Brock Lesnar. You'd probably go down.
I'm pretty sure, though, if anybody got hit with any grown man's elbow with all their weight behind it, they'd be going down.
Because I've used that thing on a couple dogs. I used to deliver pizza back when I was going to school. And that's why I have it. That's why I started carrying it. It's Hawkeye. You can buy it anywhere. It's like $10 a bottle. And that shit right there will make dogs like dive their head into the grass. You've been there, and they're like going around circles trying to rub their eyes out in the grass.
Oh my god,
that's cruel.
Hey, you know what's more cruel? Him biting my ass.
Yeah,
it's him or me. I'm picking me.
It's me or him.
Exactly.
Attacking you like a buffalo.
That buffalo would have something else coming to me, son. I carry what you call a Winchester 1500, 300 Win Mag in the back of my truck at all times on my gun rack. Oh, wow. Man, that buffalo, let him gore my ass. I'll be dragging me a steak home.
Dinner.
Yeah, dude.
He couldn't fit in the bed of my 1500, but I could probably drag his ass down the highway or something. Put him on a trailer.
Some bison burgers.
All right, well, anybody else got a topic?
Well, I wanted to talk about, we never got to it, the Xbox and the PS3.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
Because I just bought an Xbox, and if anyone wants to add me, WB70HST is my gamer tag. But, you know, I don't got enough, or not anyone on a podcast, anyone in here. But anyways, you know,
you
I don't get enough.
On the podcast, you're going to get 1,000.
I mean,
yeah, you're going to have a. That's not his real gamer tag. Don't worry about that.
You know, we get watched by 100,000 people, right?
Yeah, I mean, I already announced it on my channel. Everyone knows my thing, but I don't get enough experience on the Xbox to say that people are much better, but I don't see people being, like, super good on the Xbox.
Oh, it's not, they're not different. The only main difference is Xbox people shoot down air support, PS3 don't.
Oh, they're doing it now.
I played last week on the PS3, and that's why you play Xbox a little bit more. They'll do it, but they like on Xbox you don't get air support. It's rare. You got if you get 10 AC-130s, one might not get shot down.
Exactly. Yeah.
Especially playing by yourself too, which is a lot of commentators do that. A lot of their games will be them without a team or other strong players. And
there's bad players on both systems, but that's the main equivalent right there. Not to mention there's like 700,000 360 players compared to the 300,000 PS3 players on Modern Warfare.
Exactly. And I noticed when I was on the PS3, they do shoot down the air support, but it takes them a little bit of time. Like they're hanging out, like they're chilling about it. But on Xbox, people are committing suicide. Like the whole team's killing themselves just to get that shit down.
They'll throw the Semtex. You'll see the Semtex grenade appear in the kill feed. So it's just killed himself.
Oh yeah, I've done that many a times.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Like 3-4 months ago on the PlayStation, I'll go like 95-1, and it was just. So easy with the chopper gunner on Afghan or anything, like.
Yeah, big open map.
No, yeah. It was fun though. I'm not gonna lie, it was fun getting 40 kills in a chopper gunner.
Yeah. It's always fun. Because you know there's somebody.
Have you run into the dead zone problem I told you about with the sniping?
I don't think White Boy was here for that though.
No, I told him about it when he was going to get an Xbox. I was telling him about the differences between them and the dead zone of the Xbox controller makes it really hard to snipe on Xbox.
I don't recall.
Hmm.
Well, let me tell it again, since I know also I enjoyed hearing it.
it was interesting. It was a little over my head almost, but.
All right. We have three controllers here. We have a mouse, a keyboard, a Sony PS3, and an Xbox controller. All right. Sony PS3 uses a convex controller with a center analog base, whereas the Xbox uses an analog with a dip. All right.
Yes.
Your mouse has no dead zone. All right. It sits still. It's at 0 point. If you touch it with your hand, your mouse moves. No matter how little you touch it, you can just edge it. It will move. All right. PS3 and Xbox. If you hold them base to base, put your finger on them. Very little movement is required on the PS3 controller to actually get movement from response. Whereas the Xbox has a dead zone about the size of a dime. You have to actually move it almost two millimeters before actually put movement on the screen. The reason that is because they designed the controller so you can sit your thumbs in them and like rest on them, whereas the PS3 has like an arrow tip. Whereas the dead zone of PS3 is like a pinpoint, you have a dime size over on the Xbox. That makes, you know, small movements harder to do.
Yeah, I noticed that because I just got the Xbox, like I said, and I made a review on the second channel. And I noticed that a lot. Like, you would move your character when you're trying to hold your breath. Or at least I did, because maybe I'm a nub.
Yeah, I did that too when I first started. The only way to get around that, drop your sensitivity. You're going to play at a lower sensitivity on Xbox.
I found that when playing the PS3. I haven't played it much. I played it like a couple of times on COD 4 online, and then the other times were with friends just playing like together on the same console. And I found myself like trying to snipe and steady my breath with the PS3 controller, like hold my breath. And my character would start moving, and I'm like, why am I moving? Why am I not standing still? I can't shoot this guy.
Oh, man, yeah.
Another problem you'll run into with the Xbox is the way it's designed when you're sniping. You hold it in when you're holding your breath. It has like a muscle in your thumb that it uses, where the PS3 doesn't, because you go overtone. It gives you more leverage because where the controller sticks are. So you have a muscle you're going to gain in your left hand. We're holding your breath. I had to do that. And your left hand's going to be sore a couple days if you snipe any kind of decent amount.
But then it's going to come back beastly when you fucking grow that muscle.
Yeah, you're going to look like Popeye on the left thumb.
PS3 spinach.
This is getting technical and shit, but these are little things I've noticed.
Yeah, that's what I said, man. The Wings breaks that shit down. What about, and White Boy, I guess Wings too, you guys would probably have the best insight as to this. How often do you run across like other full parties when you're playing Modern Warfare 2, say on the PS3? Do you ever run across like full teams? Is that pretty, cause Wings, I know you've mentioned before that it's kind of hard to like put parties together. Is that correct?
Yeah, the PS3 is real hard to put parties together because there is no like cross game chat. The only way you can actually talk to somebody is they'd be on the same game as you. The message system kind of sucks. It's really slow. Like, one big problem I've been having with the PS3 is if I delete somebody off my friends list, it'll like lock the PS3 up. Like, it'll just sit there, spin.
And that happened to me too.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah.
And it's the little things like that where you get scared to send somebody a message in game because you're scared it's going to lock up. And but on the same aspect, they have like no online tools. Like, for example, like Shaggy was very nefarious for this, you know, inviting other people into his game that didn't really try. They could just join session. Whereas Xbox, you can go on there and you can go offline. These were the selling points on Xbox to me. God, like, I mean, people can't follow me around? Hot damn!
Yeah. Huge amount of privacy customization on Xbox. Like, you can switch it so basically no one can talk to you unless you allow them to.
Yeah, there. I know. I mean, a lot of the more popular guys that we play with, they have it set so they're always offline. They never appear off. The only time you'll play with them is if they contact you outside of Xbox, typically, like through the internet, through Skype or something. Just because they don't, because once they get online, once they played a public match, everybody in that room will try to follow them wherever they go, and it just gets frustrating.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I use the scapegoat. Wings of Redemption plays PS3. Like, are you the real him? Nah, dude, I'm a troll. Wings Redemption plays PS3.
Yeah.
So White Boys, since you just recently got over to Xbox, have you noticed that thing as far as teams playing against teams? Have you noticed that or seen that at all?
On the Xbox, I mean, I don't get enough experience. I've been playing a lot of Geometry Wars. I've probably got about 20 World at War games, and it's just a team deathmatch, so I've just come into random people, not partied up.
So you didn't pick Modern Warfare 2 up for it, did you?
No, I hate that game. I can't stand it anymore.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. That game, I mean, I haven't been on, like, people who have me on their friend, like, Onslaught, you see me, I'm not playing that game anymore, dude.
So you already know where we were coming at when we were talking about air support. You should rent Modern Warfare 2 and play it for a little bit.
Yeah, your air support does
your air support is dead. You don't get air support on Xbox. Zero.
It's because people are vengeful. Like, because people have gone to so many games. It's like a virus, because when people start getting their air support shot down, they're like, man, fuck this. I'm going to start shooting down everybody's fucking air support. And then it's just a virus that goes around that everybody's pissed at everybody, and everybody's just like, fuck it. Whenever I see some air support, that shit's went down. There's people who join games just to shoot down air support. They just wait out.
They'll stay in game. That's their main.
It's funny because my air support will be shot down, but so many games this week I've been in where my entire 8-man team in Ground War have just sat there and done fuck all to shoot down something as simple as a Harrier or a Pavlo or a Chopper Gunner. I'm just like, why aren't you shooting it down? Seriously, you're like 1 in 20. You're temp prestige hacked. You have 10 custom classes. Please get a Stinger missile out. Do something about it.
Oh, he doesn't. Yeah. But no. And it always seems to work that way. I'm like, man, if I was on the other team, these motherfuckers would be on point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
What kind of gunship do you use then for the Xbox? Like a 5.69?
Well, I would go like, if you're going to go big, you got to go AC-130. You have to. Chopper Gunner's pretty much worthless at this point in the game lifespan.
By the time they get, like, 3 Stinger missiles at the AC-130, it's almost out of time anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're a precision airstrike Predator missile stealth bomber. I think that would work. I mean, I'm using that on a PS3 a little bit.
I quit caring about killstreaks a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm playing free-for-all, I'll run 7, 9, and 11. But if I'm playing like a game like Demolition with a party, I'll run like UAV. Like my current setup is UAV, either Harrier or attack helicopter, or stealth bomber. Reason for this, UAV helps everybody. Attack helicopter stays out for 90 seconds compared to the Harrier's, the Harrier's less. And the attack helicopter being out longer makes people stay indoors longer, even though it isn't that much big of a threat if it does live, you know.
It is to me. Fucking hell. That thing comes for me like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's such a useless kill streak, and then suddenly, bam, I'm dead 5 times to an attack helicopter.
Because the attack helicopter doesn't put out the threat levels as most other things do. You know, like, people won't shoot them down, like, right away. And, like, stealth bomber is more of a situational thing. Like, I'll save it and keep it in my pocket for, like, say, a bomb site's getting overrun. I'll put the stealth bomber on it.
Mm. Yeah, people ask me that all the time. Why haven't you called in your kill streak right away? I mean, I'm saving it. It's not going to work if they're like in B on Skid Row.
Yeah, see people dump right into a chopper gunner while you're sitting on like B flag on Skid Row. Like, ain't going to help me. Wait till the day.
Exactly.
I found that like the past 2 weeks, I've literally just run UAV, counter UAV, and either like Harrier, emergency airdrop, or Pavlo, depending on what map it is. I've actually found my game's improved a shitload more just because I know where the team is the whole time and they don't have a clue where I am.
That's a fantastic setup. I love using 3-4-5 for like domination.
And Wings and I play a lot together with like a full party, and if everybody on our team is running UAVs, we honestly have, I mean, we have the radar up the entire game. We never do not know where the other team is.
Would you say you had unlimited UAV?
There you go. That was nice. I was waiting for somebody to pick that up. It gets to the point where we've, like, if we're playing, like, even another team, we change their play style. They switch to classes that have cold-blooded so that they don't show up on the UAV. So that's automatically already putting them out of, you know, like, their comfort zones. So, I mean, running those low, quick kill streaks, and if you're playing with a full party that has them, I mean, it just.
And that counter UAV is underrated. I mean, I hate having a counter UAV up. I will look for that thing to kill it because I don't feel comfortable at all without my radar. I don't.
I don't play Free For All much, but I played like one or two games the other day, and it was on High Rise. I've never seen so many people running UAV and Free For All before. Literally about 80% of them were running it, and I was running my UAV count UAV, and I got the counter UAV up, and literally six people at the same time went, "Oh God damn it, fuck!" I was just like wetting myself with laughter.
Yeah. In free-for-all people, I notice in free-for-all people are less likely to shoot shit down. Cause it's just like, fuck it, man. Just take care of myself.
Like, I'll leave it to someone else to do it.
Yeah, and then no one fucking ever does it.
I'm usually in a building anyway, cause every map I have, I'm usually trying to get a building on the corner of the map with claymores. Cause free-for-all is all about camping. That's all it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
What else were we talking about here?
We were talking about PS3 and Xbox.
But White Boy didn't really.
Topic on Killstreak.
We kind of came to a conclusion.
Yeah, we kind of went through it.
There's nothing really. It's really. I think at the end of the day, it's always just going to come down to preference. Like that's just about all it really.
Who's
is.
Playing it? Like, if all my friends and everyone I played with were on PS3, I'd probably have a PS3. But most of the people I know are on Xbox, and that's just the one I picked.
Exactly. Yeah.
For all the subscribers out there, the reason all the main YouTube commentators play on Xbox is to keep away from your ass.
Damn. That was Wings of Redemption. That was Unlimited UAV. That was not Onslaught.
Onslaught's worried about growing his 10,000 fan base.
Hey, easy.
Hey, but Onslaught got that quick, man. Congratulations on... What are you at, 12K now or something?
Yeah, somewhere around in there.
Damn,
you just pay, I'm surprised you ain't picked a bunch up from Machinima.
He did.
I don't want to talk about Machinima, man. Machinima's just become oversaturated with so much content. Like, people don't really respect, I guess, and look up. If you ever did respect and, I guess, kind of look up to the content over there, it's, I don't know.
It seems like Machinima's like the housing for trolls because they won't ban anybody. Like, for example, I had somebody on one of my videos giving out my personal email address. Not one of my bullshit ones. My actual email address that I look for. You know, when I go to check my email. And I go talk to Shore Wars. And I go, dude, you need to block this kid. He's constantly putting my email address up. And it took me like 3 weeks to get that kid blocked because they were worried about losing one subscriber.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah, that's crazy.
Everyone counts.
see, that's some unacceptable shit, though, you know.
Yeah, that is a little, that's pushing it, man. When you start getting to that point where,
I don't ask them to drop all the people who call me fat, redneck, or camper. I expect that, because, you know, Machinima's the housing for trolls. There's no, it's basically kids without a parent.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's angry, like, you know, there's a lot of angry young people on that thing. A lot. And I don't know what they're angry about.
All of them.
It's like an underdeveloped 4chan.
And no matter what you do, unless you're using like a P90 thermal with like, you know what I mean, no kill streaks, and unless you got like 3 nukes doing that, you have no respect there.
I was watching XCal get hate on his 105-5 with a Desert Eagle and an AK.
I bet they're like, who the hell are you?
Yeah, they got hate on that motherfucker. Like, how do you Playboy, how about you? You get some haters?
Well, I got a lot of haters, but, I mean, there's always going to be haters.
What's
just
some of your favorites? I know you got some favorites.
Well, the mustache, I mean, that's not on Machinima, but, like, I don't know what I can do to earn these kids' respect. I try to post out the best gameplay that I can, and then they still hate. Like, no one's got to go 95-2. Again, I mean, I was using the chopper gunner on those maps, but other games that, like, the 77-11 knifing video, I don't know if anyone's seen that, but... I use Commando, but still 77-11, and I get like a 40 kill streak. And
yeah, that's ridiculous.
I don't know what I can do.
There's always going to be one fucking inbred twat that doesn't have a clue what's going on.
Yeah, they just type up, you know.
Like, I've been getting into Battlefield hard lately. Like, I'm probably gonna play Battlefield after I'm done with this shit. But.
I wish you'd told me. I wouldn't have sold it. I was like, yeah, I haven't played this in fucking months, and then I was like, okay, might as well put it towards something else, like a new game. And then literally a few days later, hey, you want to play Battlefield? Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah, no, I'm really? Getting invites from Wings. I'm like, I traded my shit in. No one wanted to play with me like 3 weeks ago.
That is gone.
But, people are like, yeah, I'm the bomb at this game. I'm like, okay, I'll play with you. I get them in game. They're fucking horrible, dude. It's like 20 minutes in. Example, I was playing on PS3 before the podcast came on, and we had a four-man party, and one of the guys in our party, we were playing Conquest on Panama Canal, and 20 minutes into the fucking game, this kid has 290 points. I'm like, dude, I thought you was a wow. beast. Is the Hulk not got magic? What the hell happened there?
Yeah, some people, man. But some people will, like, you gotta expect that. People are gonna lie to you, obviously, because, you know, you have 90,000 subscribers. They're gonna wanna, there's gonna be a couple that are down to just lie to you so they can get in the game. You know what I mean?
They want their little 15 minutes of fame, you know? Just to be in your presence. You should be honored, Wings.
Yeah. I was honored back when I was making World of War videos. Now it's just annoying. Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I know you charge people to get on your friends list, and I'm starting to do that too. If anyone wants to get on my friends list, you can send me $15 via PayPal. But
He's got Wings. What do you charge?
I charge Microsoft points. I don't accept money. Reason I don't accept money is this: if you ever piss them off, they can dispute it with PayPal, and you have to pay them the money back.
Yeah, exactly.
Microsoft points, they can't.
But it's about the same amount of money though. $1,600 about $15.
Yeah, it's about $15.
But like everyone wants to get on your friends list, and people get mad like, oh, you're charging money? Like, what else do you want to be? I mean, if you're really serious about getting on my friends list, I mean, $15. It's not too much to ask for.
See, I make them pay money, and they have to be outstanding.
Wings says he interviews the people that want to pay for his sprint spots. He runs them through an interview, 1v1, no scoops.
No, the way it works is I'll put you on my friends list and I'll play with you. But if you're some like 10-year-old that can't play, I'm just going to take your shit and you're going to go on home. that's like a $20 admission fee to a college.
Yeah.
All right, you didn't make the cut. Here. Bye. You know, if you go to, like, fill out a college application, you got to pay $20 to even fill the application out.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yep.
Some places are like that.
Yep.
Well, hey, man.
I like playing with subscribers, but...
I don't.
But you can't play with them all, right?
It's awkward, though. Like, I do it more, but I've done a couple of open lobbies, and I don't do them so often. It's because I get in there, and I try and, like, engage them in conversation, and a lot of them are just silent for the rest of the game. You have one guy who likes to talk a little bit, but at the end of the day, he's talking trash and not really saying much.
Or you try to get more than one really group together, and then they don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I, on my what's something else? White Boy, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I said people get nervous. We're just regular people, and they treat us like we're some superstar. I mean, I'm gold medal championship gaming athlete. I know that.
No. I want your ass to be nervous around me because you fuck up, I will call you out on it. If you don't believe me, go to HuppetGaming.com and check out the forums. Motherfucker's like, well, I revived him, and he died again, and he told me to get the fuck out of his party. That's the truth.
I was there for some of those ones. I remember that back in the day. People used to keep reviving you in the same spot. And then later on, they'd be messaging me. They're like, yo, he kicked me out, man. I'm like, well, you shouldn't have fucked up.
I mean, how hard is it to kill the motherfucker that shot me? If I died, there's a reason I died. That position I was in at that section of time was not the optimal position to live in. So why would you put me back there?
Exactly. Yeah, people, I mean, yeah.
Honestly, just imagine getting noob-tubed and then have a guy that was behind you pick you up so the guy who just finished reloading his noob-tube sees you again.
Yeah, dude, I don't have to imagine that. That shit happened 2 hours ago.
Well, you never played Battlefield. Battlefield, the medic can pick you up right where you die. You can die, go, ooh, yeah. And you go, boom, you got a gun in your hand, and goes, oh, shit, oh shit.
Yeah, like, it's stupid sometimes because you're in the middle of a war zone and you die and they're picking you back up. And you're like, oh, thank God I died. I just get the fuck out of there. I don't even want to be there.
Yeah, I
want to then
switch.
Then you're back up. You're trying to get a drink of juice and you see yourself getting back up. Like,
worse is when you're 1 second from respawning and you get picked up. You're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
You switch your kit. You see a new spot. Like, yeah, I'm going to get right there in that helicopter.
That's going to be like a good chopper, play.
Like, there's a gunner seat open. Like, yeah, I'm going to get that guy. What? Gun down.
Exactly, man.
Fuck you, medics. Fuck all you medics. I hope you fucking die in your sleep. If you send me a message say you're a good medic, I'm blocking your bitch ass. No such thing as a good medic. Medics are turrets with LMGs.
Yeah, man. Back when the M60 was overpowered, that shit was medic. Everyone was a medic.
Oh, I remember that bullshit. I quit the game that time because that shit was getting so outrageous. I remember playing a Valparioso. And there was like a group of four medics sitting around four fucking healing containers just da-da-da-da-da with their BK Randy cannons.
Wow. That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all noticed. Honestly, I didn't play. Well, Battlefield takes, 7 to 8 shots to kill somebody regularly. And it takes about 4 to kill somebody with, like, headshots included. All right? That's the standard. The M60 would kill motherfuckers in 2 shots with a 1-shot headshot. And have 100 rounds.
Yeah.
The ship was severely broken.
It was dumb. And everybody was abusing it. That was the worst part. So.
Do we have any more stories?
Still sounds more enjoyable than Modern Warfare 2, to be honest, but that's just me.
Hey, Battlefield is a very enjoyable experience if you have a good squad.
Like,
playing with a guy last night. His name was CCDX. He was probably the best tank war I've ever played with. He taught me shit in a tank I would never even have thought of.
Yeah. It's always good. But the thing about Battlefield is if you do not have a party, it is boring as shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a fun game if you do not have a party. So, I mean, like, back when... Yeah, when I used to play it on a PS3, it was like, it wings, if you weren't on, at least I had, like, Chinese Teabag and, all these other dudes who I knew and... It was always good. It was always going to be good. But on the Xbox, I don't know anybody who plays Battlefield. So I rarely played because I get train wrecked if I tried to play by myself.
Yeah, and you get spawned in with the Bushwookies.
Exactly. You can't even get a park.
The Bushwookies are fucking horrible too, dude. I cuss some motherfuckers out today. We were playing Island of Innocence, and we were taking the third base, the Russian base with the Hind. And all these motherfuckers went... I sat there and on my fucking select character screen and watched this motherfucker try to snipe people on the second base while we're up there on the third base. He was dead serious. Like, he was running cover to cover, too. He's like... He goes behind the rock. He zooms in. Comes out. runs a little bit up behind another rock. Zooms in.
Y'all are talking about Battlefield. I have the same mentality for Modern Warfare 2. I cannot stand playing Modern Warfare 2 by myself. Like, I just have zero. The only time I only do it 2 times. One, if for some reason I'm trying to like do something that subscribers requested, because all the time people request me to play games by myself. So that's the only time I do it. Or if I'm trying to do a live commentary, that's it. Otherwise, you will not see me online playing by myself. It's just not fun. It's just. Because when I have a team, like, you can coordinate things, you can handle things like noob tubes, and as a team, you can kind of counteract that stuff. But by myself, man, I just get too frustrated.
Yeah, you see, you feel like you got the weight of the world on your shoulders, and Battlefield's even worse, because you only, like, when you're playing Rush, you only can spawn on your team or the main base, and the main base is way fucking far away. You gotta get, like, a Jeep or a Humvee to get to the action. And if your team's snipers, they're not too far out of your fucking main base.
Yeah, I'd imagine they're staying back.
Yeah. So I got a question. What other games are you guys playing right now? Are you guys still playing Modern Warfare 2 or I know you're playing Battlefield, but what about what are the rest of you guys playing?
Yeah, Trout and White Boy, what are you guys doing right now as far as gaming?
I'm doing a lot of Geometry Wars, a little bit of World at War. Like I said earlier, I put Modern Warfare 2 in my toaster, so
I saw that. That was crazy. I was concerned for your safety when you did that. I was like, this shit's gonna blow up.
No, it's plastic, dude.
Did it like spark or did it just like kind of melt?
It just got real soft, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. It got hot and then it deformed. And then my friend gave it to me again. I got another Modern Warfare 2, and then I started punching a wall. I had to just quit that. Like, it's just so frustrating. Like, I can't take this too seriously. I'm not having any fun whatsoever on Modern Warfare 2. It's like every single death is bullshit. I mean, I get outplayed occasionally, but it just feels like every time I die.
You're going to hate Xbox Modern Warfare 2 if you ever decide to play it.
Yeah, I would definitely stay away from it. Wait for Black Ops before you try the Xbox.
Because, like, me and Onslaught were playing the other night, and the only time we run into a challenge is when the other team decide to use explosives.
Yeah.
As their main form of
that's
killing.
That's what we had.
Yep, man, that's it.
One of our guys, Young Pimchim, got out one RPG, got a multi-kill with it. It wasn't even like to start anything. It was just like playing Domination on Skid Row in Ground War. And from then on, it was just an explosive lobby started by the other team. And we were just like, for fuck's sake, not this again.
Nobody has that air kit, but all of them have that grenade launcher kit.
Yeah, everybody has it.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, when Wings and I, well, at least I do, I try to, like, I guess almost challenge myself, hold myself to kind of a higher standard, I guess, and not try to break out my grenade launcher against them and try to beat them without it. But it just gets to that point, man, where the game's winding down and it's still too close for comfort, where, man, I will not be afraid to pull that stuff out at all.
Yeah.
I just try and not put one on. I took it off my classes. I just don't want to stop taking it. I don't have fun using it, so it's like, I'm doing all right, I'm getting kills and shit, but I just, why am I bothered doing this? I might as well go play something that does require me to think and actually do something skillful.
Worst is when you have someone on your team who just wants to spawn to, like, right off the bat every time.
Oh, we
like,
have that.
They ruined it because then everybody is like, oh, okay, that's how we play in this game, you know? And they all play freaking.
We had that on Wasteland as well today. So it was spawn tubing on A.
Oh,
and he sent me a friend request afterwards saying he was a fan. And I was thinking, I hope you fucking unsubscribe or I find you somehow and block you from watching any of my videos, you fucking cunt.
You gotta be nice to him first. Say, whoa, dude, that was fantastic, dude. Can I add you as a friend request? It's like, yeah, dude, okay. What's your YouTube? I'll add you as a friend there, too.
promote it. Let's do a dual comp tomorrow.
Go fuck yourself. Like, if I spot anybody who knows me glitching, I will make it a personal, like, vendetta to either get them back or just let them know how much of a fucking prick they are.
Ready to climb the top rope.
Climb the top rope. And then RPG them on the way down.
But, like, it's getting crazy, though, on the Xbox now, because I'm seeing, like, aimbot hacks and wall hacks and...
Oh, yeah, don't get
that
me.
Stuff is getting, like...
I got that on camera as well, where I got aimbotted through a fucking wall. He was just, like, standing there, and suddenly his famous aimed straight at the exact spot I was on, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Seriously? Yeah.
I've seen it, too. My friend had a video where a dude was in a building, and he just shot at his exact location through the wall. Boom, 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 boom. Dude's dead.
Did you guys see my video?
I saw yours, too. Yeah, where you said you're done with the Xbox. You're like, PS3 here.
I almost broke the Xbox there. I was like, I was on a kill streak, too. I was right there at the end of the kill streaks, and I get shot through the wall. This guy's just looking at the wall. Blah, 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 blah.
When I play Call of Duty, like, I just, especially Modern Warfare 2 and I'm recording, I get way too upset.
Yeah,
I never have fun.
People like, man, Wings is so happy playing Battlefield. It's like, man, he's usually all down and shit. Modern Warfare 2
it's
sucks.
It's the game. Yeah, it's the game.
It sucks the life.
I'd play Halo Wars all day if I had, like, decent... I only play that game with Fundatoro because he's the only... He's like a real beast at that game, and he's the only one I can stand to play with. If I play with anyone who doesn't know how to play it, I'll just, like, rage quit pretty much all the time, and I will. It's like Battlefield. I can't play it unless I'm in a party.
Just get some StarCraft, man. That's what you need, StarCraft 2.
Dude, you don't get no StarCraft, dude. That shit'll frustrate you as well.
don't listen to him. It's a great game.
No, listen to me. If you care about winning at all, you gotta have good teammates, and if you play randomly, the teammates they put you with will be drooling on their fucking self. It'll be like, I fucked a girl the other night. I got a life.
You gotta put,
make your
I
fucking worker drones
team,
while you fucking the girl then. Shit!
Nah, but you just played a one-on-one, you know what I mean?
I never understood that mentality, where it's like, you know, when they're bad at the game, automatically you're no life. Automatically. Yeah. I mean, you have nothing else going on in your life. You don't have, you can't pay bills, you can't breathe, you can't go to the toilet because you're so good at the game.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it is.
Oh, yeah. There was a guy that died in Korea a couple years ago that died from gaming, or he died from not leaving whatever
I think it was World of Warcraft.
Yeah, it was just there was a Korean couple that baby that died that way.
Oh, that yeah. Shit,
they forgot to feed the kid.
Oh, I know.
I read one story where a guy, they were playing at like a cafe, internet cafe, and it was like Counter-Strike or something. And I think, I can't remember where it was. It was somewhere in Asia. A guy got so upset by some other guy that he was sure was aimbotting, wall hacking, that he actually got like some fucking huge knife, like blade thing, shoved the thing in his head. He survived somehow, just straight through his skull, and I was like, seriously? You take it that seriously? I mean, I know,
can't say shit. If fucking noob tuber's in the same room as me, maybe an ass whooping to be dealt with.
Yeah. You'll never see Wings at a land where the ambulance won't be involved.
It'd be sitting back in my chair. Kevin! You seriously doing this shit? You need to rethink what you're doing right now.
He's got that look in his eye.
Yeah.
Motherfucker's gonna get top roped.
Top roped. He's getting on that.
You ever see those guys freak out on WoW and like bust their monitor? I'll be putting that on that motherfucking Kevin's head.
Dude, people get upset. Because the thing about WoW over Call of Duty is like that shit is an investment. Like, you're literally investing a lot of time and money into, like, getting to one spot, getting to one boss and killing that boss. And if one motherfucker fucks up, your whole investment, your whole night was just ruined. You know what I mean? Call of Duty, you lose a game, you just go, okay, fuck that game. Let me just leave this lobby, jump in a new one, but
it's dedicated, man.
Yeah, man, I'm clueless. Like, I have nowhere near the breadth of gaming knowledge that you guys have. Like, I don't really even consider myself, like, I play, like, a couple first-person shooters and that's it, but I don't know anything about WoW, don't know anything about Battlefield. I don't know, I mean, so all that stuff is, like I can't even really...
I've never really played WoW.
I get so mad playing video games. If Kevin was in the room and he bunked up on me, I would beg him to, please bunk up on me, Kevin. I will beat the fucking teeth out your mouth with this fucking fork.
Oh, man. Wait, how do you deal with your stress? I know you get stressed out and...
I break controllers.
Okay, that's understandable. I broke
18 PS3 controllers, 3 Xbox, 1 TV...
Oh my god!
What kind of like a serious TV or like an old?
Oh, this is old. This is a while ago. I was actually playing Mortal Kombat when I did that. I was number 2 in the world, and a guy fucking pulled his cord on me, and I got a loss, and it knocked me down to number 32 in the world.
Oh man, that sucks.
I just got off work, so I had my steel toe boots on, so I kicked right through the screen of the TV.
Wow.
Damn. What do you do with all your controllers? You just throw them away after you bring them?
Yeah, throw them in the trash.
Dude, you should make like a mural of them and just put them all together somewhere and save them.
Yeah, dude. Should be funny.
Shouldn't, like, put, like,
I made this controller out
together.
Of those four.
Dude, put that shit on eBay. Every controller you break, put it on eBay. I guarantee you people will buy that. Yeah. There you go.
Some kid wanted to buy my Modern Warfare 2 disc for like $30.
I'm probably going to get it. There you go. Wow. You got something to pay for your next controller.
You should have said you all sign it. You should have said I'll sign it for extra 20.
Yeah. And yeah, what that does, that buys you your next controller right there.
Exactly.
A PS3 controller costs more than Xbox. PS3 is like $65.
I don't know if your autograph is worth that much.
I mean, the PS3 controller just can recharge.
Someone it must be.
Let Kevin be like Woody, like an amateur MMA fighter. I'm like, okay, bitch, I got a case in my pocket. You really think you can go to this dance without visiting the hospital tonight?
You guys don't have free healthcare, right? So
no,
you're fucked.
No,
oh. Yep.
Just come over to Canada, man.
So, Wings, did you ever physically hurt anyone from rage, or?
I was little. Almost every fist fight I got into was over a video game. I've won them all.
That's a nice topic. Let's talk about fights. Who's been in fights before?
We've already talked about this topic on the podcast.
Not with us.
Oh, knock yourself out. Who been in a fight?
Yeah, I haven't, so.
You've never been in a fight when you was a little kid?
That was a great suggestion.
Yeah, no. Not really. I mean, little scuffles here and there, I guess. Nothing serious, though.
Sure. My last fight was, I forgot which game it was on. I want to say it was a wrestling game. I remember his name. His name was Josh Tindall.
You will possess?
Yeah, I put spray paint in the motherfucker's eyes.
You're sick, man. You're sick.
Dude! We're just fucking cheap.
Hey, I can't fight. And that's what makes me dangerous. I know it's I fight, can't though. Fight.
It's a fight, though. I mean, it's like, if you want to fight fair, you can go boxing, right?
He's going to get on top rope somehow, you know? Distracting.
My fat ass has got... It takes a while for my fat ass to climb that top rope. I gotta incapacitate you.
What if someone pays you that $100 to box you? I know on your channel, Wings, you say, like, pay me $100 and I'll box you. What if someone takes you up on that offer? You gotta fight
him? I said, somebody would love to see somebody punch me in the head, and like, $100, you can do it. I'll post it.
One punch?
One punch. I'll take a punch for $100.
I don't know if I'd take a punch for $100.
I would. Yeah. I got a thick skull. I'd fight a motherfucker every day of the week for a Sandy Ravish connection.
Damn. You want that 40 meg upload.
Yeah, I want that 7 millisecond ping.
Yeah, you guys think you have it bad, you should come to Canada and see what it's like. Like, I don't even want to talk about my upload and my down. My upload's like 0.4. That's what it really is.
That's what mine was.
That's the average, I think.
Yeah.
For real, man? Because I was talking to some of my friends, like Benjro and Dunkus and those guys who are streaming like all the time. I cannot stream and play.
I got a 0.28, dog. That's a good day.
Yeah, it depends on how close you are to, I guess, like a major metropolitan area, too. If you're close to like a big city, like in New York, like everybody can have fast connections because they have like fiber. They have the most up-to-date stuff, but I mean, if you're not in one of the major cities, it's tough to get high upload download speeds.
Yeah, I'm checking mine out right now, but...
What do you need to get a good connection? Because I'm in Milwaukee, which is pretty big, you know, 500,000 people, and my shit's horrible right now, and I'm trying to upgrade my gaming setup. I got this Xbox, I'm going to get a new TV and stuff, so I don't know, I'm trying to figure out how to get a good connection.
You're currently on a cable?
I'm on a modem box, and I connect my PS3 to my modem box with the Ethernet cord.
Well, then what goes into your modem? Like, is it a cable?
Is it a cable?
A TV cable? Or is
or
it
a
like
phone a... cord?
Oh yeah, a phone cord, yeah.
It's a phone cord?
You have DSL then.
Yeah, you need to upgrade to cable if you can, dude.
Yeah, cable's a lot better than DSL. I mean, you'll notice a big difference.
A lot of it's going to have to be just researching, because I know there's a lot of like ISP providers, like small ISPs that have really good connections, because there's just not a lot of people using them. Because like for me, like my I'm on cable, and I know that I think I'm pretty sure that I'm sharing my connection with all these people on my damn street. So if you live on a busy ass street where everyone's downloading like whatever all day long, then you're pretty much screwed, you know. And I think that's how my street is. There's a bunch of kids on my street.
Yeah. Why, but I don't even see how you play on DSL. Seriously? That's gotta be slow, I would think.
My ping's like 120 and then it's like one up, two down. So I think is that bad or I don't know.
Horrible connection.
Yeah, no wonder you're getting all those kills. You're just chopping across the screen and shit.
Somebody's a ghost.
So you think I should stay with it? Should I stay with it?
Abuse it.
I don't know. Hey, if there's working now, I would say stay with it. But definitely, if you got a cable connection, you would find that it would probably be easier to kill people. I don't know if you have like a noticeably hard time killing people or whatever. You obviously don't, looking at your gameplay. But
Those are just like one out of every 25, 50 games. Like, every time I'm in a lobby, everyone else will have 4 bars, and I'll have 3 bars. If everyone else has 3, I'll have 2. And it's just depressing. To be honest.
Yeah, definitely just do a little research on just cable internet providers in your area and once you get that, man, it'll be like the floodgates are open. You'll be amazed.
So, yeah, you start getting hosting shit.
Yeah, you can start getting numbers, man, like these massive shits. Look at this shit. Right now, I'm sitting at 7.33 download, 0.15 upload with a 51 millisecond ping.
It's pretty bad, though. I got a 4.72 download and a 0.32 upload, 28 millisecond ping. My shit, I don't know, man.
You have a better connection to me. That ping's the big one.
Yeah, man, I live in a major city. I live in Toronto. There's 2.5 million people here, so I mean, have some
Wings, nice ass. Yours is probably being strained too because you're hosting this call or whatever on Skype. Yeah,
this is one of my best pings I pull. I usually pull around 90.
Really? It also gets better later into the evening. You know, as Bash was saying, you know, less and less people are using the internet. So later in the night, you can usually get better connections.
Yeah, that's why you think I play at like 5 in the morning.
I don't know. I just think that's when you wake up.
No, I set myself up so I can be up at night so my connection will be at its premium. Because connection on Call of Duty is everything. And a hand basket.
Yeah.
That's true. It's important.
Trout, what's it like over there for you?
I just did mine. At the moment, it's 2.54 download, 0.58 upload, and 89 ping.
Yeah, I mean, that's about average. How often do you play? I mean, do you often get matched up with people over here in the States, or do you typically play against?
Pretty much. Modern Warfare 2, I play Modern Warfare 2 mostly because of the local search. Like, I'm almost guaranteed to get a UK connection all the time. If I play Cold 4 or World at War, I can pretty much kiss that expectation goodbye.
Really?
But I just kind of deal with it. Just get on with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't come across a lot of European players when I play myself, so I barely ever see one unless I have one in my party.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Only time I really ever come across them is if it's early in the morning for some reason. Like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning or something, and I'm on.
Yeah, after a certain time, I start to find them pretty much all the time, even on Modern Warfare 2. Like, probably around this time, it'll be hard to find a UK host. They'll just get out. They'll get shunted by the powerful US connections.
Yeah. It's like 5 a.m. Yeah. for you right now, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably wrap up on this. Anybody got any closing thoughts?
I don't know.
Hey, wait, I'm taking a pee.
Hello? I was taking a pee. I didn't want to talk about something, Wings. I want to talk about our first encounter.
Oh, you mean where I busted your ass on high rise?
No, when I nuked your ass on high rise.
You nuked my team.
So Wings, he did get a nuke.
He got a nuke.
Team, you got nuked. I'm sorry. You got to give that to White Boy.
Here's the thing. When we first ran into each other in the game, I probably killed him 9 times, but he ended up getting the nuke.
I would say it was about 3 times. I recall this quite vividly.
What gun was I using?
Okay,
I remember it was just yesterday.
You had your tryhard pants on with your FAMAS, but kind of like the propane tank. And I was using a 50 cal thermal.
Now, before you nuked, how many times have I died?
0. You're going for the kill streak with nuke, if I recall correctly. And this was way before I think anyone got a kill streak with nuke.
Yeah, that was going to be a kill streak. I was one off. I had 24-0 when you nuked.
I did that on purpose, too. I did it.
he was watching your kill feeds. Damn.
Because he kept trying to come back with it. He had like a thermal intervention, and he kept sitting right in the middle near the copy machine of High Rise, sniping out of the bay door. It was a ground war domination. Our team was beating them bad too, and I was basically looking through the crack on the helipad. I was just picking them off every time. And if you've ever seen me on a PS3, you can't beat me with a FAMAS. You better bring another FAMAS to beat me because a sniper's not going to do it.
I didn't think you were on a helipad. I don't recall that, but I do remember you were kind of by the propane tank. You killed me twice, and then I tried a 360 because I had painkiller on. Then I was going to run and knife you, but then I respawned back in the A flag. And then my team was losing, so I was trying hard. And then I get the nuke, you know, chopper gunner, Harrier strike. Pretty easy to get the nuke.
Yeah, because I remember I had to hide from the helicopter under the helipad in the underground passage, and you cast a nuke as soon as the fucking chopper gunner went away.
Damn. I don't recall that. I was waiting because I didn't know who you were, to be honest.
That's what I was about to ask. Did you two know of each other when this happened?
No, this was a pre-Hutch trash talk, so I didn't know who Wings was at the moment. So I waited till he got 24 kills, and then I called in a nuke, and then I talked mad shit.
Then you left.
Yeah, then it was, what was it, Estate next?
Yeah, Estate happened, and I got my FAMAS right from his Creed game, because I was like, you stay in this motherfucking game. I'm putting my nuke shit on right the fuck now.
So if you guys didn't know each other, then how do you recall, like, you guys... The game was
that intense that you remembered
that name? You're like, I will never forget that.
Because I was mad as shit. Because that was my kill streak was nuke. And the next game, I went 77-1.
Wow.
I was mad as shit.
Holy shit.
I've got that game recorded, too. Here it is.
Yeah, you call me
a
bitch.
I was about to ask, who has it recorded?
You call me a bitch.
Whitewood, do you have the high-rise game recorded? You don't, I would guess, right?
No. It was just a, you know, one out of, you know, 1,000 nukes. It was nothing special.
Oh, we redemption on top, nothing big.
I mean, if I knew who you were and you were going for the killstreak with Snook, I would have let you get it, to be honest. But, and then after the game, I was like, I plugged my channel because every time after I nuked it, I would say youtube.com/whiteboy7street. And I don't know if that gained any subscribers, to be honest. But on a side note, I think that's a great advertising.
That is. That's like a little commercial every time you play. That's sick.
So that's awesome. Trying to get subs, I guess that's a way. If you just like have a recorded voice, just plugging your channel over and over. I mean, you're probably muted, but.
I have an interesting question. Which you said that was that an objective game or just a team slayer game?
It was a domination.
And White, well, your team was losing when you called in the nuke, right?
Yeah, so me being a gold medal championship gaming athlete, I had to, you know, pull a Kobe and single-handedly win
right,
it for
okay.
our
team.
I think what you really did was you pulled an onslaught and you
that's where I'm getting. Well, I didn't even ignore the objective. I joined a game. I did a live commentary the other day, okay? So when you do a live commentary, you just join whatever game you're put in.
I remember
that
game. You ignore the objective.
Yeah. I did it intentionally. Okay. First of all, I joined the game. I'm not talking to my teammates. Second of all, I joined the game. They're doubling our score in a domination game. We have zero map control. Okay, I'm running a nuke setup just for that purpose. When I do a live commentary, I run the nuke setup so that if I get into a situation like that, I can single-handedly help my team win. In the end, I get a nuke with, I don't know, the other team's about 10 seconds away from winning the game, and I call in a nuke. I had so many haters on that video because they said I was not running the objective. But they didn't understand. I can't single-handedly win a domination game trying to run the objective, not communicating with my teammates, you know? Like, I can't expect them to do work and help me win the game.
That's completely understandable.
Oh, but I'm going for a nuke. I don't care about the objective. My objective is if I can get that chopper gunner up, I can get the win. And you know, back in the day on PS3, I nuked every game. I mean, I think my nuke count is 513 right now, and that's all combined. And I gave up nuking 6 months ago.
I can tell you the first time that I played with Wings, this was back. Like, my friend was, like, way into commentators before I was.
Was that time I nuked 8 times in a row with you, Bash?
No, it wasn't. Okay, I remember that. But it wasn't. I remember that. It wasn't that time, though. It was another time when you had a different name, Starbreaker 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Starbreaker 2000, you had that, and you made that. And my boy joined it because he was, like, into you. Like, he was, like, down. He's like, oh, this Wings of Redemption guy's a man. I was like, okay, because I didn't watch commentaries as much. So then we joined your game. He invited me. And first game, you're using a Bear 50 cal, just nuke. It was like 25-1. You got like one death off the nuke. I was like, God damn, dude, these commentators really are good. I was like, shit, I didn't even think they would.
Oh, man.
You know, one in a million, but shoot.
When Modern Warfare 2 dropped, I was so ahead of people. Like, I pick up the game so fast that people are just now catching up to where I started at. Like, you know, Onslaught was probably the same way. You see the people gradually catch up to you on skill level.
Yeah.
Like, I was figuring out, first day the game come out, I was figuring out cracks I can do, choke points. I was in that mindset. How can I herd these cattle?
Yeah, exactly. How can I control this? Control the engagement. Control the map. Yeah.
And when you have that big of an advantage on somebody who's just trying to play around and get used to the game, and while you're over here playing for fun, I'm over here playing for keeps.
Yeah, exactly.
Wings, have you talked about on the podcast before how you start? I guess you probably have, right? How you got into all this?
Yeah, I actually did a video with Z7 Taylor.
What about Trout and White Boy? How did you guys kind of get into the whole commentary YouTube scene?
Well, like I said earlier, I started making, you know, skit videos and little stupid videos. And then I picked up Call of Duty, and then I would look for glitch videos. And then I wanted to get more subscribers, so I would just copy their glitch videos. I wouldn't find it. I would just do the same thing as they did and put my own commentary on it, which is pretty cheap, but, I mean, got something. And then I started commentating, like, I think before a lot of people, and I would do, like, Call of Duty 4 Top 5 Plays for a small community channel. I had, like, 2,000 subs, which, with inflation, it would have been, like, 20,000 today, but I did that. Then I jumped on, like, 3 World at War commentaries, and then ever since Modern Warfare 2, I just blew up since then.
Yeah, you blew up. And I think that route's kind of like, well, in my eyes, that's kind of atypical. Like, you started with YouTube first, and then you came into the commentaries. I know in my case, I started watching the commentaries and stuff, and then came the me getting into the YouTube stuff, you know? Which you said you were doing, like, just kind of comedic videos and stuff to begin with, and then moved to Call of Duty?
The stupidest videos you can ever imagine. I'm embarrassed about them, but.
What about?
I'm gonna go back over mine real quick because mine's got a twist.
All right, what you got?
Well, Z7 Taylor actually started his channel first, and I gave him all the ideas. Like I helped him with ideas. I didn't like single-handedly build his channel for him, but like I told him, I was giving him gun facts. I was like, dude, all these commentators are talking about this and that, and, you know, bullshitting. Tell these motherfuckers about the guns. The reason people don't like World at War is because they don't know the gun's history. He started giving the gun history, and it got the attention of Hutch. And Hutch put him on his channel not once but twice, and he got like 10,000 subs off of that. That was way back in the day.
I remember his Arasaka video.
Yeah, he got like one third of Hutch's subscribers because Hutch had like 20,000. He had like 30,000. He got like 10 of them.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and then I got an HD PVR because I first bought a Dazzle. And then I realized I had to play in single definition to use it, so I took that shit back, and I ordered the HD PVR because I can't play in single definition. I got to go HD, have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I couldn't do that either.
And Z7 Taylor gave me a shout out, and basically when the whole time World at War was happening, I had like 1,000 subscribers. That's all I had. And then Modern Warfare 2 came out. I nuked 33 times the first day, and I posted all of them.
Goodness.
And that built me up to about, you know, 4,000 or 5,000. Then I realized Pyro Puncher was watching my videos. I didn't know who he was. I never watched subscribers. I knew who Blame Truth, X-Cal, and Hutch was. That was it. And I look at his profile, and he's got 10,000 subs. He makes a comment with him like, hey dude, why don't you ever put me on your channel? And we ended up doing that, got me up to 7,000. And then I got into the debate with Hutch, because Hutch had 45,000 to 50,000 subscribers when I got into the debate with him. And that put me up to about 15,000. And then I did a dual combo with Woody's Gamertag, and that put me up to about 60.
What about you, Trout? How'd you get into all this?
I got into it because I was like always that guy who was like, oh, I wish I recorded this moment, or I wish I recorded that moment, but never actually did it. And I went through the phase where I'd like record it with like a digital camera or something, or on my phone or something, just to be like everyone else. But it was my friend who was posting up FIFA videos. He had like a capture card kind of thing built into his computer, and he had just discovered it, and he was posting up FIFA videos, and I was like, oh, I want to get into that. And I bought a Dazzle and was just posting up random videos. Didn't have a clue, like, the Call of Duty community was as big as it was. And then I got into the World at War beta, put up a few videos. I thought, okay, maybe I can attract a couple people's attention or something. And then the rest is history. It kind of just evolved from there. And I didn't get into commentating for quite a while. Like, must have been a good half a year after World at War came out that I started commentating videos, and then just started to get more and more into the commentary thing and improved my commentary, like what I was talking about and relating it to the game. And then eventually started getting more recognition. And then when Modern Warfare 2 came out, I think I was only on like 3,000 or 4,000, and I'm on like 38,000 now. So it's pretty crazy how I can go from what I thought was a huge amount of subscribers to what I now think is like an amazingly huge amount, and still not even near the most subscribed in just like 6 months or something.
Yeah, it's huge to be. Yeah, it's huge to be in at the release of a game, you know, especially with. Yeah. Like same way, I mean, Wings and all those guys were posting as soon as Modern Warfare 2 came out, and then they've all exploded. So
yeah, I would post five videos, just like single clips, like epic this, best ever, and each of them would get like, you know, 500,000 views, or not 500,000, but like 250,000 right now. So
I think it was just like everyone liked Call of Duty, but they didn't. Because COD 4 had been out for like 2 years, and that was the main game. World at War was, for some reason, a bit of a flop for everyone, even though it's like one of my favorite Call of Duties. And Modern Warfare 2 just brought in, it was so fresh and so anticipated because everyone liked COD 4 so much that once it came out, everyone wanted to get on YouTube and see what everyone was posting up. And they saw how easy it kind of looked, so they wanted to get on it. And that's why the community's blown up so hugely. Everyone's looking towards this game. Like, even now, I know loads of Gears of War, like, not pros, but they're like our version of the Gears world. They're doing, or like Halo, and even they were getting into Modern Warfare. So I think that's kind of why the community's expanded so hugely compared to like half a year ago or a year ago.
I'm not satisfied with the Call of Duty community right now. I mean, we only got, like, what, 2% of everyone who plays Call of Duty? I mean, we're still getting, like, Machinima Respawn's, like, number one in views on YouTube besides, like, Lady Gaga, Vivo, or whatever, all that music stuff, so.
Yeah, but Respawn is huge.
Just to think of the potential that we only got a few percent of the total Call of Duty community. I mean, if people are going to play every single day, why not, you know, log on to YouTube if you're that involved?
So, yeah, exactly.
And then Black Ops has got it boosted again. So I don't know. I like where this is going. I mean, we're already the biggest on YouTube, and YouTube's like the biggest website in the world, or one of them. So I think we just got to keep growing.
4chan is the biggest.
4chan.
Troll Central.
That's where
they come from. It's like the mothership of trolls. they come out into the rest of the internet world from there.
Before anybody sends me a message asking what 4chan is, you don't want to be around it. You don't.
It'll ruin your life.
But I'm about to break 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah, 9,000.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and I feel cheated.
What?
How so?
Because I was number 3 for the longest time. Then Tay passed me. Then Only Use Me Blade passed me. Then Sandy Ravage passed me. Then Muzza Fuzza passed me. I don't know what I did wrong. As soon as I stopped posting the controversial videos.
You should see it. You should see it from my perspective. I've had everyone pass me at some point.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about Trout, man?
And they've gone miles past.
And Wings, when you post videos talking about how you hate your subscribers, that doesn't help.
No, that actually, I get more subscribers than
really?
I do. Yeah, every time I post a controversial video, like when I was like doing the whole thing with Optic, me and Optic were growing exponentially. I mean, like, I was getting 2,000 subscribers a day. Now, if I post a nice video, I get maybe 250 a day.
Wow. Wings, you were one of the first people that I said, I got into this stuff real quick by, my brother one day mentioned Woody's Gamertag. I checked out his channel. I never knew anything about the YouTube community until four months ago, maybe. But I checked out Woody's channel. Woody happened to have posted a video about putting together a game battles team to just play some kind of somewhat competitive games, and I responded just because I'm into that stuff and have kind of gone on from there. But Wings was one of the first people besides Woody that I had actually met as a commentator, and you were actually the second person that I subscribed to, and the day that you put out that video, I unsubscribed. I was like, really? Because I didn't know all your past. I didn't know anything. That was like one of just the first videos that I saw. I mean, I'm back subscribed to you now, but because we've kind of squashed. In the beginning, Wings and I had a real kind of controversial relationship. Wings and I didn't get along.
The first time I pull you into my party, I'm going to treat you like dog shit.
You did. Wings was fucking asshole.
Dude, I do it to everybody.
Yeah, but then how you react is how...
How you react, I decide then if he's worth pursuing as a friend.
Yeah, I don't know, subscriber-wise, what you could have done differently. I mean, I think it's really all about personalities. I think that's what makes these YouTube commentators popular. That and being in it at the beginning.
I think the fact that I don't censor myself is what's holding me back. Like, you see, like, I only use me blade. Needless to say, his gameplay is very boring to watch. Because he does this, it's not the fact that it's not entertaining, it's just, he does the same thing over and over again, you know. Six man ace with a knife.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, do it.
It's his commentary.
He did post for commentary though.
But when he does, that's what's so appealing, you know. Super fast mode on. You know.
Sit down.
People like that.
Yeah. Sit down. Yeah. I don't think that'll ever get old when I'm watching his.
He's got some pretty interesting,
first
random
Blade
stories.
Video I watched was he had like a 40 kill streak with a knife on. Wet work on Call of Duty 4.
That's pretty epic.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Man, this is going to be the bomb. And I couldn't make it 3 minutes through the video because he said sit down on every person he says. Like, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Like, seriously.
Jim Morgan.
People are subscribed to this shit?
What about you, man. Basher? You want to give a little quick intro story?
Oh, okay. Well
we
I started
in a sub box 1 week ago.
Wings helped me a lot, but first let me tell you how it started off. I when I first bought Modern Warfare 2, I didn't even know how to play the game, right? So I was like checking up a couple, you know, let me see what other people are doing online so I can kind of understand how to play, because I had a boring job. And at work, I work as IT support, like there's nothing to do. So sometimes I'm just watching videos on YouTube. I'm like, okay, I'm at work. I'm going to use this time to become a better player, you know, because I'm garbage right now. So I was watching a couple commentaries here and there, and my friends really got into it. So I started watching, subscribed to Machinima, started seeing all the regular big names. So I decided, like, okay, this looks kind of fun. Like, this might be a little hobby that I can have. So I bought a PVR, I bought it in, like, December. But every time, I would record a lot of gameplay, but every time I'd get behind the mic, I'd be like, yo, this is too weird. Like, I can't just talk to myself. It's so weird. Like, I felt dumb. And then I guess in February or something, I finally was like, yo, I put fucking money into this HD PVR. Let me do this. So I did it, and I got a positive response. And for a couple months, I was just, like, slowly climbing, and I was at about, like, 850, 900 subs on my own. And by that time, I was playing Battlefield with Wings. And I don't think I ever told Wings that I had a YouTube channel, but I put like a video response to one of his videos one time that I had. And, I guess he just realized that it was me. So whatever, he subscribed to me. He showed me a little support, which was cool. I thought like when I woke up and I saw that shit on my email at the time, I was like, oh my God, it's epic. But anyways, regardless, then, basically I remember Wings, you said you had a bunch of gameplay, right? You had a bunch of FFAs that you had on your hard drive to get rid of, and you wanted people to commentate over them. So I sent you a message, and at the time I was at work, so I couldn't actually do it because you wanted someone at the time. But then you asked me to do it later on the next night, so I just did it, and I got a positive response from that. And that I did it on a Friday, and I have my emails come to my phone. And I got like, when I went to bed, I woke up and I had like 1,700 emails of new subs. And that weekend, I got like 2K new subs. So for me, that was like a 200% increase.
Yeah. And, that's similar to me. I mean, I kind of, Woody and I had like a little battle that really helped my channel kind of grow in the beginning. I mean, I don't have a massive channel by any means, but.
Exactly. And then from there, I think the sub boxes came about, and then Wings was just nice enough to put me in there, and I was in there for a while, and I got tons of subs off that, and then just meeting new people, and I don't know, I just kind of grew from there. And then I got in touch with Machinima Sports one time, and I got a sports contract, which wasn't hard to do when I got it. It was actually easy. I didn't even have a video. They never saw a video of mine. Just gave me a contract. And that contract extended over to Respawn. So I posted a couple of Respawn videos, and I probably got a couple thousand off of that. And but now here I am.
Yeah. Posting on Respawn, it picked up a good number of subs for me too. But I mean, it's just, it's nice to get your videos out there, you know, in front of such a large crowd and be in kind of what people consider kind of that elite community, you know?
You call it nice. I call it a effort of futility.
Yeah, Wings doesn't have control over the responses there.
You know, now look at my channel's all nice because I dropped the hammer on some motherfuckers. People are scared. I like it when people flinch after they write a comment on my channel. Be like, please don't block me.
They think about it, huh? They proofread them.
Email it. Like, you got 20-year-olds emailing that old high school English teacher. Can you just double check this comment, please? Just before I send it. I don't want to get banned. I don't want to get the block. I don't want to get the top rope.
I was going to make fun of Kyle. Kyle put like, he had like 900 some blocks. He's like, yeah, test me, bitches. And I was like, I was going to snip mine out and be like, better than FBS Kyle. Cause let me check right here. As it sits right now, I got 11,455 blocks.
Oh, my.
What?
You have more blocks than most people
almost,
have subscribers.
Almost my subscribers. Honestly, I have like 1,000 more
subscribers. Can I have those people?
Yeah, send them my way.
If I unblocked everybody, I'd have 100,000 subscribers.
That's true, eh? Shoot.
Damn. Yeah, I don't play around. You even catch me in the wrong mood, but like, I didn't like this video. Blocked.
Yeah, dude, but I noticed the thing about Machinima now is they used to put up 10 videos a day, and now I think they put up 20, and people just aren't really vibing with the videos. They're not watching them. Before, if it had the Modern Warfare 2 icon, it was getting 30,000 views first day.
They're all becoming the same, though. Yeah, the reason why they're getting so many more views on your own channel is simply because you can talk about whatever the fuck you want. Like, on Machinima, you've got a kind of talk in a certain tone. Like, if you wanted to start talking about something that's related to your channel, you can't really do that on Respawn. So I think, like, it's more personal on your own channel. And there's no boundary, there's no bars to be, like, held back from.
I tell you, you can talk about before, we need to wind the podcast down. I'll talk about this real quick. The reason I shift away from the big KD games, I used to be like white boy. I used to go for, you know, the 90s and 4s, the 77s and 6s and all those huge KD games.
23
and 15. Yeah. The super KD games that are, you know, kill streak driven. The reason I stopped doing that is because I got tired of doing that. I got tired of, you know, holding 4 and 5 KD. I got tired of doing all that mess. And I basically switched over to play the objective, because the objective in the long run is more fun and it's less stressful. And I find the gameplay is more, you know, fun to watch. Especially if I don't tell you who wins at the end. Like I used to post up matches where I lost just so people would have, like, that thing in the back of their head. Does he win this game?
Yeah, that is true. That does add a level of entertainment.
Yeah.
And it's good, too, because people can relate to that, you know? Like, people understand, like, some people can't get 115 and five games, but like, everyone could play the objective and try their best, you know? So people like seeing that shit that they can emulate.
Yeah. I like to see, you know, a kill every 10 seconds or so. That's what's entertaining to me. I mean, not all my gameplays are killstreak driven. I mean, some of them, when I go like the 95 and 1 game, that's just me trying really hard not to die and get as much kills as I can, however I can get them. But some games, you know, running around Russian, Spaz, or SMG, whatever.
I've seen that 95-1 game. I made a comment on it. You got 3 chopper gunners, and all of them got like at least 20 plus kills.
I mean, if you put a title 95 kills and one death, that's got to get you the views. And
Yeah, definitely.
That's what it's about. Yeah, that's what it's about, right?
Yeah, it's about getting your name out there.
Like there's one dude, Mr. Phantasmo, and that guy. Yeah, what's up, my nuggets? That guy got mad subs and mad views on his videos because he's actually a really good player, but he just gets ridiculous shit. Like he'll be like, "Oh, watch my kill streakless nuke with my fucking." He's using a shield. You know what I mean? Like. Riot shit, like, who does that? Like, who does that type of shit? But he just does it because he knows that people are gonna eat that shit up. And people eat it up big time.
Yeah, Grimace did that, didn't he?
Yeah, I got a Riot shield. I got a shield nuke.
You got a couple, don't you?
Yeah, but this guy got one with no kill streaks.
Yeah, I used kill streaks on mine.
But the guy, he's a good player.
My chopper gunner didn't do shit, though. I got like 20-some kills with the shield, with the C4.
Yeah, that shit was funny, man. You hiding in the fucking catacombs downstairs and shit.
Yeah, they kept putting it back.
And that was when the game first came out. People were stupid, man. They were dumb. Yeah.
I missed the good old days.
I found out. All right, we got to the first prestige.
It's our fault. We've educated the community.
Yeah, we're going on 2.5 hours now. We got to wrap
shoot
this up.
The shit down. Okay then.
Yeah,
it's been Painkiller already. Episodes. Is it 15 or 16? One of those numbers. Hopefully, we have Woody and Kyle back next week. They're both very sorry they couldn't be there this week. Peace.
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 Later.
What's up, my nuggets?